Although the coronavirus has grabbed the headlines recently, another infectious respiratory disease is sending many more people to the hospital, and it's causing more deaths. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca looks at this year's flu season.
It's been a bad flu season. Not the worst ever, but bad.
It started very early this year.
Emily Martin is an epidemiologist at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. She works with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention collecting statistics about flu. This year's flu season started picking up steam around Thanksgiving. Now, the CDC doesn't test everyone who has flu symptoms to be certain they really have flu and not some other viral infection. Still, Martin says the CDC estimates are reckoned to be pretty accurate.
So far this season, we've had between the 30 and 40 million illnesses in the United States.
Of that number, about half will see a doctor.
And then you've got about 300 to 500,000 people hospitalized from the flu.
Martin says quite a few people die from flu.
20 to 40,000 deaths in the United States so far this year.
Just for comparison, that's about 1,000 times more deaths in the United States than have been blamed on the coronavirus so far. Martin says one thing that's kept this year's flu season from being worse is the flu vaccine. Health officials have to make predictions well before the season starts about which flu strains the vaccine should protect against, so manufacturers have enough time to actually make the vaccine. Martin says this year's vaccine is working pretty well.
It's been reducing infections by about 50% in a 45 to 50% reduction. And so this is better news than what we had last year when the vaccine was totally mismatched and was having trouble preventing infections.
Flu is clearly a seasonal illness, with cases picking up in the fall and tapering off in the spring. Dave Ostis is a statistician at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He makes computer models that predict how bad a given flu season will be. He says his models and others he's aware of all say the worst of this year's season is behind us.
That said, levels currently are still quite high. So we have good news sort of on the horizon, but we're still in an elevated situation.
So if the number of COVID-19 cases in this country goes up dramatically, for at least a while, it could overwhelm a healthcare system that's been pushed pretty hard by flu. Joe Palca, NPR News.